Hi, my name is Kristen Moran from Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Barb Chapman from the Toronto area in Ontario, Canada. Welcome, Barb. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Barb, can you start by describing your ideal client?
Sure. My ideal client would be maybe more with regards to families and relationships. I do a lot of work and have a lot of background in that area. Somebody who's looking for some growth, maybe some goal setting, relationship stress, that type of thing. And those are the areas that I help people work on. I do prefer clients who actually want to make a change. They want to have some development in their overall wellness. So they have to be really willing to have the desire to make some change.
Okay, great. So, how do you help your clients make those changes? What's your process?
So I begin with, as most people do, with a consultation either through email or over the phone or through Skype or some other method that way. And then I do a bit of an intake process at the first, I call them sessions, so at the first session. Generally ask a bunch of questions and get some information from them to try to determine what it is they're looking for, if it's something that I can actually help with or they need referrals. And then if they don't know what they're looking for, I will use things and tools such as the Wheel of Life, which I think a lot of people are familiar with, to help them determine what those things are that they do want to make change. And then I find a lot of people really want to focus on goal setting. That's a lot of what I see. So I really work with my clients to set some goals and make them accountable for those goals. So going forward through the sessions, I tend to give a bit of, I call it homework, and things that they can do at home to help work on their goal setting. It just, like I said, keeps them accountable to their goals. So we work through that and then go from there. If we have to change up how we do something, then that's something I work with the client to do. So, I do tailor it to each individual's desires and needs, but usually it ends up somewhere along the lines of goal setting.
All right, that sounds fantastic. And Barb, what kind of feedback do you typically get from your clients after you've been working together for a while?
Well, speaking of goal setting, it's kind of funny. I just had a client the other day tell me the homework's the best part because for them it helps them, like I said, be accountable for their actions. But the couple of them have actually said the long-term gain they got from being accountable is that they continue to make those changes. So it's not just a short-term, few months and then they're back to their old habits. They said being accountable to things and being accountable to their goals has actually helped them for the long-term change. So that was one I had the other day. I'm a great listener. I've been told I'm quite empathetic and that I really do focus on the style that the client wants me to take the approach of.
Oh, that's wonderful feedback. Thank you for sharing that. And finally, what's your background and how did you get into coaching?
Well, over 20 years ago, I got a degree in psychology and started working in social services and developmental services sectors. So I've had a lot of work with families, a lot of work with the community, worked with a family support, like created a family support network for people with children with developmental disabilities. So I've had a lot of background just doing a lot of work with people. And I really do enjoy that. So that degree was something that obviously was a good field to be in to do those types of things. And then more recently, I got my advanced life skills coaching level 4 diploma from Stonebridge College and decided, I just wanted to do a little bit more of the one-on-one versus working for an agency where you're working with groups of people. Just a desire to help others to achieve their optimal wellness, helping them support through their goals.
That's great. Thank you again for sharing, Barb, and thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.